This is Westminster Waves.
Online, DAB and smart speaker.
The sound of student life in London.
This is Westminster Waves.
Anne Widdecombe died in a brutal and targeted attack. Counter-terrorism police say they've been given more time to question their 28-year-old suspect after the former minister was found dead at her home on Dartmoor last Thursday. It comes as Devon and Cornwall police have been forced to defend their response to her death. Here's Police Commissioner Alison Hernandez.
I'm confident that Devon and Cornwall police has provided a substantial and professional response to Anne Widdecombe's death. I'm sure the impact of this major operation has meant that some people have had to wait longer for routine services.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of PPE during the COVID pandemic. The official inquiry has found £10 billion was wasted on equipment, with contracts awarded to those connected to MPs and government officials. But Mr. Johnson stands by his record.
I'd like to see people who criticise the UK's response to the COVID pandemic. We got a huge amount of PPE at incredible speed, and I'm very proud of the result.
The Hillsborough law has been unanimously backed by MPs. New legislation will force public officials and authorities to cooperate when investigations and inquiries take place. Speaking in the Commons for the first time since his by-election victory, Andy Burnham says Parliament needed to right the wrongs.
For 20 years, an entire English city was crying injustice correctly, and yet this place ignored them for all of that time.
Donald Trump has reversed plans to charge ships a 20% fee to pass through the Strait of Hormuz.
I was called by different people, different countries, all of the people that we all know, and they said we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars. And I like that, actually, because I don't think anybody should be able to charge a fee for the Strait.
And France and Spain are battling for a place in the World Cup final. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm David Hall.
Stop. If you've had car finance, you could be owed money. Drivers were charged hidden commissions on PCP and HP deals, pushing up monthly payments without their knowledge. If your agreement was between 2007 and 2024, you could be due hundreds of pounds. We handle everything. It takes just 60 seconds to start. Text PCP to 60777 now.
The Claims Guys.
You can claim for free via the FCA Redress Scheme, which your lender should contact you about if you're eligible. We are Westminster Waves.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Westminster. This is Sarah here on Westminster Waves every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And this show is basically trying to help you understand and digest financial concepts and hopefully making them useful for you. In today's episode, there will be something very nice and fun for you to learn. And at the same time, I have a surprise for you. If you're interested in putting something nice on your CV, getting part of a very nice opportunity, well, I think you should stay and learn more about it. I will give a small hint. It's football related. I know it's football season. It's World Cup season. So it might interest you. Also, before that, I will quickly go through what's happening in the UK lately, and especially what's happening in the markets, so that you stay knowledgeable and cultivated along the way. So stay tuned. We will have a short music break. And until then, see you soon.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
Time. next to you. Right next to you.
Welcome back, everyone. It's now time for our finance fact of the week, where we take a quick look at what's happening in the world of money and explain what it actually means for you. Now, don't worry if you don't follow the stock market every day. I'm here to make it simple. I am doing it so you don't have to. So this week, the FTSE 100, which is basically a list of the 100 biggest companies in the UK, which are listed on the exchange. So this FTSE 100, this index, had its biggest drop of the month. It went down by about 1.7%. And this is because President Trump announced that the ceasefire with Iran was over. Now, why does that matter? Well, whenever there is uncertainty or conflict around the markets or around the world, investors often get nervous. And when investors get nervous, what do? They start selling their shares, which causes stock markets to fall. Well, the good news is that by Friday, last Friday, the FTSE 100 had recovered a little, going back up, well, slightly by around 0.1%, which was mainly helped by telecom companies such as Vodafone. The thing is, this wasn't just happening in the UK. In the US as well, both the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 went slightly down. And within the Asian markets, markets in Japan, China, and Europe followed the same trend. Now, another interesting thing that happened is that oil prices went up by around 5%, with one barrel costing almost $80. Now, you might be thinking, why should I care about oil? Well, the thing is, higher oil prices can actually justify a lot of things and can eventually lead to more expensive transport, flights, and sometimes even food, because moving products around the world becomes more expensive as well. Now, although things looks like they have calmed down a little compared to a few weeks ago, the thing with US and Iran, they are still having negotiations. And the US has recently said that the negotiations would only continue only and only if Iran stops targeting ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. So while things seem quieter for now, there is still uncertainty, and that's something investors around the world are keeping an eye on. Now, this is the interesting fact I would like you to keep for today. Did you know that 28 US-listed companies that had absolutely nothing, but nothing to do with AI, suddenly decided to become AI companies? It does sound a little suspicious, as many of them changed their branding because AI is such a popular topic right now, etc., etc. Everyone is shifting towards AI branding. Well, the thing is, at first, it actually worked for these companies. Their share prices went tremendously up because people got excited. But here is the twist. A lot of these companies couldn't actually deliver what they promised, and most went bankrupt. Many ended up struggling, and others quietly, I would say, went back to doing what they usually did, their original activity. But there's one exception. It's the, I think, company is called Cypher Digital. So why it worked for these? Because they were already involved in cryptocurrency mining. So they already had powerful computers, power, lots of electricity and data centers. So the shift to AI actually made sense for them rather than the other. So what's the lesson for you? What should you be saying? What should you be taking from this? The thing is, just because a company suddenly says, we're doing AI now, doesn't automatically mean it's a good investment. Always ask yourself, are they actually good at it? Do they have the experience? Or are they just following the latest trend? Sometimes the biggest trend isn't always the smartest investment. So make sure, if you're an investor, if you're interested in investing in the stock market, always make sure that the strong early figures are not temporary, because most of them can lead to sharp losses, and we don't want you to do that. So this was the interesting fact of the week. I hope you got something from this. Don't go anywhere, because I am soon going to spill the tea about the opportunity I promised I would share with you that's related to football right after the ad.
This is Westminster Waves.
And welcome back to Student Finance with Sarah here on Westminster Waves every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Now we're right in the middle of football season, whether you're watching every match, supporting your favorite team, or just enjoying the summer atmosphere, football is everywhere at the moment. But today, I want to tell you about an opportunity that's not just about scoring goals, but it's about building your future. Recently, I had the chance to meet Chris Roberts, the founder and driving force behind the North Wales Dragon Football Association. He has spent around 16 years building it from the ground up, giving his time, energy, and passion to create opportunities for people through football. Like many community organizations, it hasn't always been easy. Over the years, they have worked incredibly hard to secure funding, grow the association, and keep everything running. And guess what? They did an amazing job. After speaking with Chris, which I'm sure he is listening to us right now. Hi, Chris. One thing became very clear to me. This isn't just an organization to him, but it's actually his baby. One idea he's currently exploring is raising money for the association through a friendly dragon mascot called Flame. So it's a fun and creative way to engage the community, promote the association, and hopefully bring in the funding to support young people and keep the organization growing. Now, here's where you come. For years, students from universities, including ours, University of Westminster, and many others, have volunteered remotely with Chris, helping with things like fundraising campaigns, social media, business ideas, marketing, finding creative ways to help the association grow. The amazing thing is, you don't even have to be interested in football. If you're studying business, marketing, finance, media, or graphic design, or honestly, you just want some real experience to put on your CV, this could be a fantastic opportunity. It's completely remote. You can do it from the comfort of your home, unless you want to travel to Wales to discover. That's, of course, an option for you. So you can do it from whenever you are. And it doesn't require a huge commitment. Even 1 or 2 hours a week can make a real difference. You just have to do things like schedule a call with the founder, have a conversation, learn about the association, show interests, and pitch how your skills could help. There is no pressure, it's just a chance to get involved in something meaningful. Well, this is exactly the kind of opportunity that helps bridge the gap of having experience, UK experience. Because I always say that one of the biggest challenges students face, like myself, is getting experience before getting a job, especially in today's job market. Employers ask for experience, but how do you get experience if nobody gives you a chance? And this is exactly an opportunity for you to bridge that gap. Now, not only you could build your CV and develop valuable skills, but you would also be supporting someone who has spent the last 16 years pouring his heart into a community project that continues to create opportunities for others. So if you're looking for something worthwhile to do this summer or even alongside your studies, I genuinely encourage you to consider reaching out. And sometimes the opportunities that change your career don't start with a salary. They start with one conversation, one project, and one person who believes in giving students a chance. And who knows, that 1 or 2 hours a week could become one of the most valuable investments you make in yourself. So if you're interested and this sounds like something you would like to learn more, please feel free to reach out to me in Instagram or via the radio's Instagram account, westminster.waves. Again, I'll say it again in case you miss it. westminster.waves on Instagram. Just say that you are interested in what Sarah said on her show about the volunteering opportunity with the Football Association, and that would be directed to me, and I would immediately reach out to you and link you to Chris. So this is the opportunity I was talking about. I hope that you guys can take part of it, because I am, and it's incredibly going very well. It's actually teaching you a lot of things, how people actually are doing what they love, how they are pursuing their dreams for the sake of themselves and for the sake of what they appreciate and like. So this should be a message to you. If Chris has spent around 17, 16 years building his own association, this should be a perfect example for you as well. He's a very great guy. He's a very nice guy. I'm sure once you guys will talk to him, you would be very invested and interested in pursuing the project. So this was it. In few moments after a music break, I will speak to you about my experience, how I got scammed last week. And I'm sure I don't want anyone to, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. So let's come back to let you know about the story time I had lived recently.
Can't get out of it.
Okay, well, I hope you like my mixtape.
This is Westminster Waves.
Hi, everyone. Back to Student Finance with Zara here on Westminster Waves. So this part is something that I usually like to speak about on every episode to expose the scams out there and see if it's actually a scam or smart. So this section is basically called Scam or Smart, where I talk about something that happened to me, which I don't wish to on you, or maybe something that happened to a friend, a relative, or something I heard of and thought it's good to share it. So this week's story actually happened to me. I'm doing a bit of online shopping and created a new account on a shopping website. As soon as I signed up, I don't want to say the name, actually, of the brand of the website. I'm not sure if I can, but for now I won't. So as soon as I signed up, a page popped up saying something like, "Oh, congrats, you have unlocked £400 worth of coupons." I was like, "Oh my God, wow." To be honest, when I see something like this, I usually get excited because it looks so believable. It looks so good. And the thing is, it's common, and a lot of people, the sad thing is a lot of people are speaking about this, especially on social platforms. They are speaking about how to activate these coupons, which are actually scams. So I said I was very excited because who doesn't like free money or discounts? Then I immediately clicked on it and it asked me to activate the offer by double clicking my side button to approve Apple Pay. And it said I would only be charged one p to claim the reward. I wouldn't say I wasn't amazed. I was like, oh, just 1p for that. I mean, I'm in. If I'm going to get 400 quid worth of coupons, why not? So I was like, okay, let me just do it. And I did. I double tapped and it showed me on my bank that 1p was pending. And then they said, you should complete this form for us to claim your rewards. And then in the middle of the forms, literally when it was almost late, I stopped and thought, hang on, why do I need to make a payment just to receive coupons? I mean, I should receive them for free, right? So that's when alarm bells started ringing. I knew that it was a bit too late because I already clicked and basically I shared my bank account information. So what I did was I immediately went to my bank application. Well, first I freaked out. Then I went to ChatGPT to ask what I should do. He said to cancel the transaction, meaning to freeze the transaction on your bank account. Application. So that's what I did. And I waited 24 hours hoping that nothing would change. And thankfully, nothing happened. But if I didn't take the action, it would have gone worse. So the thing is, whether it's on shopping websites, social media, or through adverts, you will sometimes come across offers that look incredibly generous and exciting. And they are designed to excite it so that you click before you think. So here's my advice. Before approving any payment, even if it's just for one penny, take a moment to look carefully at the page and read the small print and always check the website address. Because I asked literally at the very, very end, I just asked myself, oh, hang on, why would I do this? Does this actually make sense? Because if something feels too good to be true, it probably is. And remember, scammers don't always ask for hundreds of pounds. Sometimes they ask for a small amount just to get access to your information and find opportunities to take more later on. So stay curious, don't rush. And always double check before you tap pay, because protecting your money starts with slowing down for just a few extra seconds. And I know I should be the first to listen to this and not do that once again. So I hope you got something from this experience. It's something, as I said, I don't wish on my worst enemy, because waking up to your bank account and seeing it completely empty or blocked, or your transactions are being on hold, it's not really a nice thing to live. So make sure you never fall into these scams. And as I said, follow my advice. Always check the website address and think before you actually pay or tap pay. So this was it. Next step, I will share with you some few paid opportunities that I'm sure many of the students are interested to hear about. And these are actually opportunities that work and that I had experience on. And right after that, I will leave the fun at the end, because I have something really interesting to do at the end of this episode, which will include calling my friends out of the blue. So stay tuned and you will know why I will call them in the first place. And right after the ad, I'm coming back to tell you about the opportunities of the week.
This is Westminster Waves.
Now it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show, paid opportunities of the week. Because yes, budgeting is important, but so is earning money. So if you're a student in London looking for flexible ways to make some extra cash, here are a few opportunities that are genuinely worth looking into. First of all, if you are a University of Westminster student, listen carefully. The university is currently opening applications for its Summer Student Ambassador program. So if you have ever thought about representing the uni at open days, helping new students settle in, or just supporting in university events, this is your chance. The pay is also really motivating. It's above the national minimum wage. It's usually somewhere around 12 to 13 quid an hour. I'm not sure, it might be even a little higher depending on the role. So definitely check with the university careers page for the latest information and don't miss the application deadline. How you can apply, just type University of Westminster Ambassador Role. The first link will really direct you to the application form where you can apply. Here is another idea that doesn't get talked about enough. If you're really good at something, why not teach it? Maybe you're amazing at English, maths, French, accounting, project management, or literally any subject you're confident in. Because you don't need the company to hire you. You can just create an Instagram page, a LinkedIn profile, or even advertise yourself with your university if they allow it, and offer one-to-one mentoring sessions or homework support at a price that's affordable for students and convenient for you as well. And you would be surprised how many people are actually willing to pay someone who can explain things clearly and help them improve and explain them in a human way rather than an AI generic way. Because most of you would say, oh, why would someone just come and pay me while there is AI who can literally make the same thing for them for free? Well, the thing is, you should wake up, because most of the students are starting to feel that indeed AI helps you understand, but it doesn't give you the human touch that you actually need to understand things. So maybe you can give people that. You should just know how to target your audience and position yourself in a way that you can deliver what AI can't. So if you enjoy working on something like this, you should probably start with that currently, as the back to school period is almost here, only 1 month and something left for that. So there are new prospective students coming who would really appreciate some help and guidance. Now, if you enjoy working with children, I have a recommendation based on my own experience. I previously worked as a nanny or as a babysitter, you name it, with an organization called Koro Kids. And honestly, I had a really positive experience. So it's a platform, just like other platforms. It doesn't have to be this one. It can be many others. So it connects families with students looking for babysitting and nannying work. and it just consists of doing tasks that are really easy or that are really doable. And the fun part is the pay is competitive. It can even reach around 15 quid an hour. And it's a flexible job as well that would fit perfectly around your university timetable. So you will be basically helping with things like school pickups, homework, preparing simple meals, or just keeping children entertained after school. So if you have ever looked for your younger sibling or cousin or someone younger than you, you'll probably already have many of the skills they are looking for. And yes, before anyone asks, if you are a guy, you can absolutely do it too. In fact, there is even a nickname for male nannies. We say to them mannies. And I think that's beautiful. Now, it's true that some families currently prefer female nannies, so opportunities can sometimes be more limited for men. But don't let that stop you from applying, because there is always a chance for families looking for male role models too. So it's always worth giving it a shot. Now, finally, here is one of the easiest ways to make extra money without even getting another job, which I'm sure most of us have tried before. It's selling things you no longer use. I'm sure you all know about Vinted, you all know about eBay and the other selling platforms. So if you've got clothes sitting in your wardrobe and you haven't worn in a year, list them on Vinted. Try to find a nice lightning spot, take creative pictures, and make a competitive price. Oh, and if you're creative, turn your hobby into a side hustle as well and commercialize it in Vinted. For example, if you paint, make jewelry, crochet, design digital art or customize things, you can sell them online as well through Vinted, because you don't need a huge business or a huge website to begin with. Sometimes all it takes is one customer, then another, and before you know it, you have built yourself a small income stream. And remember, making extra money as a student doesn't always mean working more hours. Sometimes it's just about using the skills and talents you already possess. Now, that was your paid opportunities of the week. Hopefully, one of these ideas help you earn a little extra while building experience for your future. Now, how can you actually get to these opportunities or beyond? So, one is to regularly check your university careers portal every week, because the best jobs often fail quickly and jobs can be marketed only or promoted only internally between universities and not publicly in LinkedIn or other websites. So always check your uni career portal and ask for any updates. Keep your LinkedIn profile updated. Recruiters really do search for students there, especially if you keep posting regularly and all your activities seems to be entertaining and meaningful. And also, don't wait until summer, because many opportunities open months in advance. So for now, I think it's already a bit too late to work currently. So if you aim to work next semester when school starts, it's perfect to start looking from now. And apply even if you don't meet every requirement, because confidence goes a long way. Even if the job says you require 2 years of experience in retail, blah, 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 just apply and your CV should at least highlight that you, even if you don't have experience, you are a fast learner and you can turn anything into a habit really easily. And finally, network. And when I say network, I don't mean go to frivolous events, wear the best of your clothes, put tons of money on your looks. I don't mean that. When I say network, you can just network with your professors, your work colleagues, or your classmates. That's all. You should at least have all of them in your network, in your LinkedIn network. You can attend career fairs as well if they are organized by your uni or a local event that you know or you have heard of before. And don't be afraid to introduce yourself to people, because you never know which conversation could lead to your next opportunity. Now, that was all for the tips of getting a job, getting a paid opportunity or a volunteering opportunity for the week. The next part is a bit fun. I will have to call some of my friends. Hopefully they can pick up their phones. I will call them. I will ask them one question, which is, what's the weirdest thing you have ever spent your money in? Now, I genuinely have no idea what they're going to say, and honestly, I'm a little bit nervous. Will it be something sensible? Probably not. But will it make us question their financial decisions? Almost definitely. So let's give them a call right after the music break and see what they have got to confess. Who knows? You might even realize you're not the only one who's made some questionable purchases. So let's find out.
Cold. can tell. Well, I guess he forgot about the smoky mountain rain, the mold hay. Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room, and judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. Can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Student Finance with Zara here on Westminster Waves. I don't know if you can hear me very well. So let's start calling the first candidate, which is my friend Abby. She's actually my classmate and a dear friend of mine. We will call her and ask her this question and see what she's going to tell us. Hopefully she will pick up. Okay. Oh my God. Pick up. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I hope I'm calling you in a good time.
Oh, yes. This is a good time.
How things are going?
Very well. How's your day been?
I'm good. I'm actually at the radio studio recording, and I have a question for you, and you will be on air. Is that fine? Okay, so the question is, what's the weirdest thing you have ever spent your money on? And please be honest.
Okay, so as you know, I'm currently on locks. So I got my locks last year, so it's over again now. So before I moved to the UK, back in Nigeria, I used to do my 6 weeks retie, microlocks retie for about 20,000 naira. Which is about £10, right? So tell me why I'm in the UK and I go to the salon for a retie and they tell me it's £150.
What? Oh my God!
It's crazy. It's crazy. So, for the first time, I had to do it because, I had no other option. I had to pay an outrageous £150 to get a retire. But now, guess what your girl is doing? I'm watching YouTube videos.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, we listen and we don't judge.
Watching YouTube videos to do DIY and learning how to retire my looks myself, because I'm not going to spend another £150 on my looks retire. Okay, so yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's an interesting way of spending your money. Thank you, Abby. Well, thank you so much. You can listen to yourself this evening.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you. Well, that was crazy. But yeah, you have heard how Abby spent her money, and that's for her the weirdest way to spend her money, which I don't blame her for. So thank you, Abby, for joining us. Thank you for picking up my call and for answering my questions so honestly. Now let's try and speak to another person. I'm gonna pick this time Mimi Mariam. She's my friend from Morocco, and let's see what she's gonna tell us. Hi.
Coucou, ça va?
Hi, Mimi. I'm good, thank you. Can you speak in English?
Why?
Because I am currently doing my show, and I am calling my friends out of the blue to ask them a few questions.
Oh, okay.
So you're on air. Let's that fine?
Of course it's fine. Just make it quick, because I'm at the office screen.
Okay, sure. Oh my God. So... I have only one question, and I want you to answer honestly.
Okay, tell me the question.
So, what's the weirdest thing that you have ever spent your money on?
Oh God, I spend money on a lot of weird things.
I know.
What comes to my mind first is that last year when I was on vacation in Malaga,
yeah,
I was wandering through a market.
Uh-huh.
Where they were selling everything from clothes to food and to other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I stopped at one stall because it really caught my attention. And the lady told me she had mystery boxes. Of course, I was interested.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really sure whether to buy one or not.
Okay.
But then she looked at me and said, "You look like someone who's really lucky. So I'm sure you'll get something good." I guess her marketing technique worked on me.
Okay, that's
so I was completely convinced.
Uh-huh.
And I bought one.
For how much?
For 15 euros.
15, like 1.5. Okay, not
yes,
bad.
15 euros.
But for what? What was inside?
Let me tell you, when I opened it, expecting something amazing.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you think I found.
I don't know, like a teddy bear?
No, worse. Inside it was a unicorn Lego and a jigsaw puzzle that was missing one piece.
And what the hell? Did you just stay like that? Did you come back to her saying that this is...
I didn't open it right beside her.
Oh my God.
I opened it when I was in my Airbnb, so it was too late.
Well, that's too bad for you. I'm sorry for your loss, for your 15 euros, but it's okay.
That's okay. I guess my lucky stars were on vacation too.
Well, we can say so.
That's the weirdest thing I bought.
Don't even ask me for the worst things I bought, but thank you so much for answering the call and being so honest. Well, thank you, Mimi. I'll catch up with you later. And you can listen to yourself, and I will send you the link to it, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, poor Mimi literally just got scammed in 15 euros. Well, it might not seem a lot, but it's still 15 euros that you can probably get a nice meal with it. So she just got scammed into buying a mystery box who literally got a missing puzzle and the teared up unicorn bear. So it's okay, Mimi. Life happens. So, I actually appreciate that my friends picked up the phone and they didn't leave me here talking all alone. So I hope you guys that was a little bit fun for you. You got to learn what my stupid friends actually spend their money on. But it's okay. We all have moments where we spend money on things that are not worth it, and then we don't realize that until days later. But it's okay. It's a way to make us learn how to allocate our money as efficiently as possible. So that was all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in here at Westminster Waves in Student Finance with Sarah, again every Tuesday at 9. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday evening here with me. And don't forget to take care of yourself, of your money, and until next week's episode, have a good week and good night.
Westminster Waves.
Into my brown eyes, see my lips always commit you, switch sides. You never know the devil in a disguise, so why don't you stand up, baby, and
tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you, I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you, more, just go, just split you in half in my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, honor you, please do the same on your part. Be honest.
Be honest, you want it. I can be heartless, regardless.
time. You know, stay around whenever I see bad mind. Before you come my way, make sure you think twice. Look into my eyes, but I can never see eyes. I can point a gun, but you know I could never lie. Come through, I can show you something you can run to. When I'm finished, you'll be feeling brand new. Will never be somebody you can run through. And I can put that in my life one time. No cap, big fine, slow back, catch feels, get high. If you make your bet, then you can lie. It's always my time. Do you want it? You want this? I can be hardest, regardless of my conscience. Be honest. You want it? I can be hardest, regardless of my conscience.
DAB and smart speaker.
The sound of student life in London.
This is Westminster Waves.
Counter-terrorism police say Anne Widdecombe was the victim of a targeted attack. The 78-year-old was found dead at her home on Dartmoor last Thursday. Assistant Commissioner Lawrence Taylor is head of counter-terrorism policing.
We are still working to understand the extent of any planning or preparation and the motivation that sits behind that attack. We have also been granted a warrant of further detention, which means the suspect can now be held for questioning for up to 7 days under the Terrorism Act.
£10 billion wasted, NHS staff not properly protected, and a tech system in crisis. That's the finding of the COVID inquiry on PPE. Its author, Baroness Heather Hallett, says there were significant failings.
It was difficult to work out what was needed, what was being supplied, and what was being transported. The technology and data systems for emergency procurement and distribution were outdated. These were systemic failures which could have been avoided.
The long-delayed Hillsborough law has cleared the House of Commons. MPs have voted unanimously on new rules which would prevent cover-ups linked to failures of the state. Sir Keir Starmer says it's a crucial piece of legislation.
Time and again, the cry for justice was ignored by the British state because of who the victims are. Because they're working class.
Ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz will now not be charged a 20% fee by the United States. Donald Trump has rowed back on the levy. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says there should be minimal interference.
I think what we're seeing happening at the moment is the escalation of rhetoric around the conflict and the putting on of pressure. But our position remains the same. We support freedom of navigation. We are opposed to tolls.
Chancellor Rachel Reeves has delivered her annual Mansion House speech. She says the British economy is strong and Britain has beaten the odds once again. And France are trailing in their World Cup clash against Spain in Dallas. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm David Hall.
Before you start packing the luggage in your suitcase, Fairgold would like to help you pack more cash into your wallet. And if you request our free selling pack, you could receive extra holiday spending money directly into your bank account in as little as 48 hours. So text FAIR to 80800. Leave extra holiday spending money directly into your bank account in as little as 48 hours. So text FAIR to 80800 or visit